The team held a barbecue in the warehouse parking lot to celebrate the successful city inspection that day. The smell of grilling meat mixed with the clean scent of iron and light oil. Robert stood on a crate to address the crew of men. "We built this together," he said, holding up a cold soda to the assembled group. "The tower's name stands for quality because of all of you who work here today." Virginia smiled, watching the apprentices talk with her father with respect. She had not expected to enjoy the role of a leader, but it suited her well. Many brought out a cake, and they shared a moment of genuine joy together. The tension of the last few weeks dissolved into honest laughter and shared stories. They were a family in every sense of the word now. They had become a community of makers, firmly established in the city of Pasadena. The sunset was beautiful, the mood was happy, and the food was plentiful. The toasts were shared, the stories were told, and the bond was deepened. The team was unified, the success was felt, and the future was bright. The night was calm and the energy was good. The life was lived well, and the shop was silent since the day was a win. The memory was made, the pride was shared, and the work was valued. The team was solid, the purpose was clear, and the joy was real. The night was long, the stars were out, and the peace was found as the saga rolled on. They were home, satisfied, and ready. The team prevailed and the tower stood. Everything was good as they felt the moment. The work was hard, but the reward was great. They were a team, friends, and towers. The future was calling and they would answer. The forge waited, the work remained, and they were happy. They loved the shop and the work, it was their life. They stayed together, the best of the towers, a strong, ready family who kept growing. The shop was full of joy.